this segment is made possible by Smoking Tech's electric smokers that I've been using a long, long time, Ultramatic feeders. I'd like you to check out the Big Boar air gun that I've done a great deal of hunting with. It's the Seneca Dragon Claw, 50 caliber, pressures up to 3,000 PSI, and it looks like a conventional rifle. Wooden stock. I think you'll like the appearance, and I know you'll like the performance. It shoots not only bullets, but also air bolts as well, tipped with a broadhead. Check it out. It's the Seneca Dragon Claw. Well, friends, I hope you enjoy the little visits that my buddy Larry Wysoon, Mr. Whitetail, and I have each week. We've been doing this together for 18 years here on Catfish Radio. And yeah, you can tell by the conversation that it is strictly campfire talk, nothing scripted, but we really have a lot of fun, and something that I think Larry and I both, I know I look forward to the visits each week. You know, deer season is here. Well, the rifle season's about going, and here in Texas, we can, starting with the opener of bow season, on managed land ranches, you can hunt with anything. Make sure these are by permits, you know. Make sure and don't think you can just go to any ranch and hunt, but the managed lands permits are out, and you can hunt with any legal weapon, you know, during that period. But a lot of us are at deer camp right now, and we're about to be really big time in the next few weeks, next month, and on through the winter. Recipes, things to cook. Let me share a couple of easy camp recipes with you. I'm an old camp cook, you know. I'm no chef, but I've cooked a lot of meals that sometimes I prepare them at home, and then have them ready. That's if you're out hunting deer, just say that at deer camp. Well, in the mornings, you know, you're up early. I don't want to get up and start cooking a big breakfast. You know, a lot of hunters come in about, you know, 10:30 and have a big brunch. That's a pretty good plan, I think. But as far as getting up and cooking and getting all that breakfast smell on your clothes and then go deer hunting, I don't, you know, I'm not a big proponent of that. I like to just eat a little something light. But for breakfast, a lot of times what I do before I even leave home, I'll take some venison sausage and eggs and potatoes and some pecan sauce, whatever, and make a bunch of breakfast tacos, you know, just make them and wrap them in. I like to wrap them in the light foil, you know, foil wrap, make a whole bunch of them and put them in Ziploc bags and, you know, take them with you. And then that way you have breakfast, and you got your sausage, eggs and potatoes, everything like that you need in a breakfast taco or breakfast burrito, I guess you'd call it. And then there are people in the evening meal now. That's a whole different animal. A lot of people come in, you know, say you harvest a deer, somebody in camp shoots a deer about dark. Well, you're not really, if you're going to help them get it in and all that, you're not going to be back to a cook stove until probably, honestly, during the winter, late fall, until probably, I don't know, what, 7 o'clock, 7 or 7:30. Then you're going to cook a big meal. I've done it a lot, but I'm all about prepping things ahead of time. And there's so many ways you can do that. One of my favorite camp dishes is smothered venison steak. Now, it could be smothered backstrap of wild pork. It could be smothered beef steak if you can afford to buy beef. But I like to use wild pork backstrap, because I've always got plenty of that on hand before deer season. So here's what I'll do at home. I'll take it. I think the German folks call it schnitzel, but I'll cut that pork backstrap, you know, across the grain, and then I'll use I call it a meat hammer, aluminum hammer, and pound it out thin, season it up with garlic, salt, and pepper, and dust it with flour, and fry it, you know, really crisp. And then I have a big pile of that, and then I'll just make a gravy. You can use this Pioneer gravy mix, or I really like to do that. Or you could make a gravy on your own just with water and flour, but I like to use that Pioneer gravy mix. A couple of packets of that, and I'll make up a gravy and saute some onions in there. get those onions cooked down real good, and then basically put the put all those fried steaks in there with that gravy. And at that point, I'll add about a cup of rice and about 2 cups of water, and bring it all up to a simmer, put a lid on it, and when the rice is done, which takes about 20-25 minutes, your steaks are already cooked. They'll be soft and tender, and you'll have smothered steak. And trust me, wild pork is excellent cooked this way. You can take wild pork and cut it thin, make schnitzel out of it, if you will, chicken fried pork, whatever you want to call it. But that all cooks together. There's one trick, though. I use a 14-inch skillet, cast iron. It's a Lodge cast iron skillet with a lid. That thing, I have had it from all over the place. You wouldn't believe the places and the meals I've cooked on that. But I use that with a lid. And you want to make sure when you put that rice in there, it's going to take about 20-25 minutes to get that rice tender. Make sure in about 10 minutes, take a metal, some kind of a strong spatula, and scoop from the bottom and turn it over and mix it up, because that rice will stick on you. If you've done that very often, you know this already, but that's a great meal. You can cook up a big old, I call them Tupperware, but a big old plastic storage thing and can, and fill that thing up with all that smothered steak and all. Put it in your ice chest and, you know, put the ice on top of it. It'll keep for 2 or 3 days, or probably longer than that if you keep it ice cold. Get to deer camp. Then when you get in at 7 or 8 o'clock after field dressing that deer with your buddy and getting him hung on the meat pole, break out that Tupperware thing full of smothered steak, put it back in that same old skillet and heat it up. I guarantee you'll have to fight the people off, friends. So that's a good recipe. Another one that I like to cook, let's say we've covered breakfast with the breakfast tacos that you made at home. That's anybody can make those. They're easy. The smothered steak deal, that's a great meal. If you like stuffed peppers, I love stuffed bell peppers. And I use, breakfast sausage made from venison. Kubi's there in Dallas makes a lot of sausage for me. But I'll defrost at home again, defrost some of that, couple of pounds of that Kubi's spicy breakfast sausage, fry that up. I don't really get it crisp. I just get it where it's gray, in other words, about almost done, but not quite all the way cooked. And then I'll mix some tomato with it, a little onion, put some corn in there with it, and some cooked rice, and stir, you know, mix all that together and stuff those peppers. And then what I do, I fill the peppers with that mixture, and then I'll put the peppers in a pot at home, of course, and just steam them with a little water and a lid until the pepper itself is done. You could bake it. You could bake those peppers, but sometimes that dries them out a little bit. And cook them until, you know, I'd say probably 20 minutes. That'll finish cooking that meat. Some people put the sausage in there raw, but I don't know. I like to just kind of not really brown it, but just cook it, heat it up to 160, in other words, and then I don't have to worry about cooking it so long once it's in the peppers. And then you wrap those peppers in like saran wrap or whatever. You can use foil. Stick a bunch of those in a Tupperware, put a lid on it, and you're talking about if some people love stuffed bell peppers, some don't, but most people do. Break those out at deer camp, folks. That's a really, really good meal. And these things are things that you can cook at home. Now, here's one last thing that goes over really big if you just got a couple of three people at camp. Quail is a recipe, this is Dutch kettle, and I do cook it out on a campfire, the coals from a campfire. The little Cornish hens works well. Not everyone has a freezer full of quail, but dust your quail with salt and pepper. Melt about a stick and a half of unsalted butter in your Dutch kettle. Dredge those quail, or you know, Cornish hens, whatever you're using, in that butter, and then crumble up, pound about 2 rows of Ritz crackers in a Ziploc bag. Get those all broken down and roll those Cornish hens in that. Put them in your Dutch kettle. It takes about 45 minutes. And then take that extra meal or cracker meal and sprinkle all over the top of it. Folks, that is some of the best eating. Now, that's one that you'll have to, it'll take you probably, well, it takes about 45 minutes for those Cornish hens to cook. But that's a great meal. Okay, we've got some, we've talked a bunch of hunting, outdoor cooking so far. We have got a, we're going to talk some catfishing and then some bass fishing down at Lake Fork. So I hope you enjoyed, I hope you have enjoyed the show thus far. Some fishing talk coming up. I want to tell you about a one-stop shop for everything related to game feeders and fish feeders, Ultramatic Feeders. I've been using components and feeders from Ultramatic Feeders for 20-something years, I guess. They have the remote, which you can remotely activate your feeder with, the timer, which is the most simple timer that I've ever found on a game feeder. And then the eliminator, check these out. They are worked on, actually on centrifugal force, and they seal off the corn supply so coons and squirrels can't get to the corn. Check them out. Ultramatic Feeders, you could go online to ultramaticfeeders.com. Folks, let's talk a little outdoor cooking. Let me tell you about an electric smoker that I've been using for 15 years, I guess, Smoking Tech's electric smokers. If you're tired of staying up all night keeping that wood fire burning when you're barbecuing, give Smoking Tech's a try. They're made to last a lifetime. You can check them out at smokingtex.com. That's S-M-O-K-I-N-T-E-X.com. For seasonings, anything to do with outdoor cooking, all kind of jerky seasonings, sausage seasonings, Butcher Packer Supply. That's butcherpackersupply.com. I think the website is butcher-packer.com.